I was right. I wrote, the Bible says fools despise wisdom and only fools refuse to be corrected. But the wise love correction. I want to be wise.
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert Gary Wong as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
They don't see the risk I have to take. They don't see the software I buy and then they fail. They don't see the programs I invest in that don't help, or they don't see the platforms that I try to build that cost tens of thousands of dollars that don't provide any return. So it's like basically investing in a dud. And I was like, and like, I'd be like, oh, that thing just cost me 50 grand. You know, it's a 50 grand mistake basically. But like on the outside, like, I don't think many people can understand like the pressure and the stress. But I actually am very good at diffusing the stress because I have to. If I dwelled on it, I'd be dead. If I dwelled on that $50,000 mistake or that $10,000 mistake, or I dwelled on that software not working for my business, then I would like not be able to move forward. I have to be able to diffuse it and move on really quickly in order to progress in my business. So I was like writing that stuff, and like the responsibility to provide and all that stuff, and think about my family's future, because it's totally different when you're the breadwinner, you know, and you think it's it's in some ways people might look at it, oh, it's the noble thing to do, but they don't see there's a lot of responsibility involved. It's not as easy as people make it sound, right? And it's very taxing. It's very taxing. So I was like writing that stuff down, and you know, I wrote in my notes, I was like, hey, don't get me wrong, there are times when it's like chilling. I'm just chilling, doing nothing, playing games, and but there are times when I'm like drowning in the stress, and I'm like sighing all the time. I'm like, what do I do now? Like, oh my gosh, how could they do that? And like, there are times when it's like, and then like the risks I have to take, it's like, it's hard to swallow, but I have to swallow it. It's just part of the game or part of the business. It's just when you play at this level, a certain level, you just have to take big risks and you have to swallow them, and you have to move on pretty quickly. You can't dwell on these risks. Like, and so it's, and of course the risks, you just have to, you start small, but then you realize you got to play a little bit bigger to get bigger returns. And so, and you got to try bigger things, and like some of those fail and some of those succeed. And you just have to get used to accepting failure and moving on. But it's hard because it's, your family doesn't always see that. They don't see that. Like, you know, my kids don't see the financial mistakes I make. They don't see the responsibilities, the distress. I don't share it with them specifically, but I also, like I said, I diffuse it quite quickly. So it's all in the mind, right? It's a mental game. So they don't see like, oh yeah, Gary invested $5,000 in the software and it bombed. Like they don't see that, right? So yeah, it's a very lonely road, as you've probably seen. And then I wrote like, oh, that's why the CEOs and some entrepreneurs get paid the big bucks. It's like the mental, you know. I was right, I wrote, the Bible says fools despise wisdom and only fools refuse to be corrected. But the wise love correction. I want to be wise.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.